Hey, hey, beautiful people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes. It's just you and me again today, and I just want to let y'all know that it's going to be the last one for a while. Now, that's not to say that this is goodbye. It's more or less just to say see you later. And I know y'all are like, dang, Jazz, you're just going to jump right into it. I mean, you know, why not? Now let me go into what's going on. So, if y'all have been with us for a while, then you know that we talk a lot about mental health and preserving your peace and things like that. So for me right now, I don't feel like I am at a place where I can give you guys the best possible content that you would enjoy listening to. Now, that's not to say that I don't have plenty of ideas, because I do. My head is just cloudy at this moment. As you guys know, I started a new job. And I've also started a nonprofit. So I have a lot going on at this very moment. And then I have some things in my personal life that have taken a drastic turn. So I'm just kind of foggy right now. And I just want to make sure that if I'm coming on here, or me, Lady D and P-Bit, if we're all coming on here and we're talking to you guys, we want to make sure that we are at our top tier game for you guys. And I mean, Lady D and P-Bit, I'm pretty sure they are doing phenomenally. I'm not so much. And in order for us to be able to be a cohesive unit for you guys, I think that it's best that I take a step back. Now, I know your next question is, well, Jazz, when are you coming back? That's a great question. I'm looking right now towards the beginning of July. So between the first, second, somewhere up in there. I'm not 100% sure. I just need to take care of me, because y'all know, I talk about it a lot on my blog. You know, you only have one you. You're only one person. So if you don't take care of you, who else is going to take care of you? And as it stands right now, all I have is me. I mean, of course, I have, you know, my friends and everything, but they have their own lives. So I need to take care of Jazz. And in order for me to be able to be the best I can for you guys, be the best I can for my sister and, you know, my friends and family, I'm just going to take some things off of my plate. And that goes the same for you guys. If you get to a point where you know, or you feel like, you know, your energy is draining and you're not getting, you know, you're not producing your 100% best self, then it's okay to just take a step back. It's okay to say, you know what, this is not working the way that I hoped it would. This is not working the way that I'm used to it working. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm just going to do this for me. And of course, there are going to be some people that aren't going to like it, but that's not what you're worried about. What your focus is, or what your focus should be, is, are you doing everything that you can to make sure that yourself is taken care of? Because I think I made this reference previously. So if you guys have ever been on a plane, then you know that, you know, when the flight attendant gets up there, what do they say? They say, before you go and help any of the other passengers, please make sure you put your oxygen mask on yourself first. Why? Because if you're in the middle of doing CPR on another passed out passenger, but you haven't put on your oxygen mask, then you could possibly fall out. You know, I mean, that's the closest reference I can do. So if you fall out while trying to attempt to save another life, then that's two lives unnecessarily lost, right? So make sure that you guys are taking care of yourself before you're trying to take care of someone else. Now, I know that can be difficult if you're a parent, or, you know, if you're a single parent or anything like that. However, take a step back still. I know this is, you know, life is a reality and things happen like that, but I do hope that you guys have support systems. Now, if you don't feel like you have a support system, I am always here. You guys know that, you know, on my blog, there's always a comment section, and there's always a way. There's also an email, so you guys can shoot me an email, and I most definitely will read those, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Now, I would, it's best to, of course, have a support system, you know, within your close-knit circle. But, you know, there are women's groups, there are parents groups, there are mother support groups, single mother support groups, single father support groups. Just make sure that you are taking care of yourself. Why? Because if your child, if you are a single parent, if your child is looking up to you, they are looking at you to make sure that they are okay. And if you are not okay, children can pick up on that. We may not think that they can, but they can. You know, it's just like they just have this innate sense of knowing when something is wrong, and they also are painfully honest about it. And, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that innocence of a child. Like having the imagination, having the knowing that nothing is, you know, can harm me right now. Even though we all, like, it's like as we grow, when we learn that it's almost like the saying ignorance is bliss makes more and more sense to me as I grow up and learn more things. And I know that's ironic, and it makes, you know, it sounds a little crazy, but if you think about it, the older we get, the more we learn, and then the more depressed we get. I mean, not necessarily, I'm just kidding, not necessarily the more depressed we get, but the more, like, stressed out we get, you know, because we are learning all of these things. Now, that is not to say stop learning, because knowledge is power, most definitely. It's more or less to say sometimes we learned so much, or we almost like a sponge. We soak up so much. And if I can use that reference for a moment. So if imagine that you have a sponge and you dip that sponge in a vat of water. It's only, even though that's a sponge and its primary purpose is to absorb liquids, there comes a time that that sponge gets too full and it's not going to absorb any more liquid. So what do? You gotta squeeze it out. That's what I am equating this break for me as. I am equating that to my body has absorbed so much liquid and I need to be squeezed out. And this is just me being transparent with you guys for a moment. I have been crying consecutively for the past 3 weeks now, like on and off. And you know, they always say it's darkest just before day, right? I don't know how long this feeling is going to last, but I will say this. I know that I need to take a break. I know that there is I'm not going to say I've reached my breaking point, But I'm at the point now where I just feel like I can't go on. Now, that's not me saying that I'm done with doing the podcast. That's not me saying that I'm done with doing everything. What that's saying is that right now my plate is full and I need to take some things off. And in order for me to be the best that I can for you guys, give you guys the best content possible and make sure that I have the energy that Lady D and P-Bid need, I need to step back. And like I said, it'll probably be sometime around July is when we would come back. Now, again, back to you guys, as far as your mental health and your sanity. Have you guys ever been at a point where you just feel like you don't want to go on? Let me know in the comments, because what happened? Has there ever been a time where you're just like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to live anymore. What was the thing that caused you to feel that way? Also, think about it like this. Yes, that thing hurt. Yes, that thing was painful. However, if you're listening to this now, you were able to make it through. So that thing that you thought was going to break you, that thing that you thought was going to take you out, it didn't. You are stronger than you ever could imagine. And now y'all know, based on reading my blog, that a lot of the times when I'm talking to y'all, I'm also talking to myself. So this is me trying to tell myself that I am stronger than I am allowing myself to believe. I have the you know, the strength to push forward. I have the strength to, you know, make it to the other side. Going through the storm, you don't necessarily feel like you do. But once you get to the other side of it, you're like, you know what? It wasn't all that bad. Now, going through it felt like crap. And, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it. But when I get to the other side and I'm able to turn around and look back, it's like, dang, I did that. You know, y'all know I love my dad and I talk about my dad all the time. My dad used to say, Jazz, you are destined for greatness. If, and then, because I would call him when I was, you know, going through my life, my midlife crisis at 16. So I would call him, or 18, I'll say. I would call him when I'm going through my midlife crisis at 18, when I'm in college and I'm like, oh my God, I hate this class. My professor is stupid and get all these, you know, preteen issues. So I'd call my dad and I'd be like, Dad, this class is hard. I feel like, you know, I can't make this or this, that, and the third. He would tell me, Jazz, you're destined for greatness. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Excuse me, y'all. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And then he'd say something to the effect of, if God showed you all of the things that you would go through in order to get where you're destined to be, you wouldn't do it. And the older that I get, the more I realize that he knows what he's talking about. My dad is a pain in the behind, like a royal pain, but he's also very smart. And it's to the point now that I sit here and I think about things and I listen, and when I say I listen, I hear his voice, and it's like, it gives me the strength to be able to push through another day. So, why all of this all of a sudden? So, I've been, like I told y'all in previous episodes, or maybe it was on my blog, but see, this is what I mean. I'm getting overwhelmed, that I have a life coach and a therapist. So my therapist, I'm now starting with a new therapist, just because, you know, with COVID and everything, it was actually kind of strange. But my old therapist that I had, she kind of just stopped seeing clients, not even like, didn't even do virtual, just kind of like stopped. And I thought that was strange, just because if you are a therapist, people are coming to you because they have problems. If you just randomly, like just out of the blue, cold turkey, stop seeing them, how does that make, that doesn't make your clients feel that great. And, you know, you're kind of like their, I won't call therapists like their lifeline, but like you are that outlet that they needed to be able to get to the, I'm about to start rambling down a rabbit hole. Let me just go move on. But yeah, so my therapist decided that she didn't want to do face-to-face, nor did she do virtual. So that's around the time where all of this, you know, I started struggling with a lot of things. So I found a life coach. FYI, a life coach is not a therapist, and a therapist is not a life coach. If you are in the market for a life coach, her name is Cherie. She's phenomenal, and she's her website is trulycoach.com. So yeah, she is phenomenal. Like, she is just absolutely amazing. But yeah, she has been amazing at helping me kind of work through a lot of the issues that I'm having. And, you know, sometimes we think, oh my God, we're the world's most perfect people. You know, yeah, totally. Totally the world's most perfect people. And we don't really understand, or we don't really want to believe, or at least I can't say we as a whole, I'll just speak for myself. I didn't really want to believe that I had any problems. And Cherie does a phenomenal job of almost putting the mirror to my face. And it's uncomfortable, very much so, but it's also necessary. And so through our sessions, I've realized that I have a lot of unpacked baggage. And that's not, you know, like, what I mean by that is I have like previous things that I haven't fully dealt with. So you guys know that my mom passed away when I was 16 years old. My mom passed away when I was 16 years old. That is also on my blog. I wrote about it for Mother's Day and for her birthday. I wrote about it for Mother's Day last year and then her birthday. Mother's Day last year and then her birthday last year. Check out my blog, www.allthingsjazzy.com, and you'll see her picture. So I haven't really, like I said, you guys know my mom passed away when I was 16 years old, and I thought that I was, you know, unpacking those feelings and, you know, dealing with that, but I wasn't. So up until probably about 2018, I hadn't cried. And then, you know, like, and then I hear y'all already, well, Jazz, you know, crying is for the weak and this, that's not true. But that's what I thought. And what I told, so my mom passed away in 2006. And I didn't shed one tear until 2018. Yeah, 2018. Why? Because I was telling myself that there was nothing in the world that could hurt me as much as losing my mom. Yeah, that those are the things that I told myself. And, you know, that to me, to be honest, that still may be true. It may not be anything that can hurt me as much as that, but there are still things in my life that can, you know, hurt me. And I am slowly coming to a realization that although I am very strong, I am not invincible. I am one of those people that don't really do well with emotions. I don't really do well with showing my emotions. And what that does for me is because I hold it all in, it drains me. And then I get overwhelmed and then I blow up or then I, you know, have all these issues. But the thing is, I am learning how to deal with those. So now I have a new therapist and I actually start with her on Thursday. And I am excited about it. If you guys are, you know, looking for somebody to talk to, if you feel like you can't talk to, you know, that person in your life, or, you know, you don't have anybody in your circle that you can talk to, you know, therapy is a thing that can help you. Now, I am a big advocate for mental health and therapy and, you know, all of those things. There are some people who don't believe in that, and that's perfectly fine. I'm here to tell you that it does help. And I am very much excited to start back going to therapy because I have so much that I just want to pour on her plate. And I know that's going to sound real bad, but it's the God's honest truth. Like, I cannot wait to sit on that couch, kick my feet up, lay down, and just be like, all right, girl, just listen. And I always, like, when I talk to my life coach, I always tell, because she's also an author. If you've ever read the book Wanderlusted, that's CJ Raymer, that's also her. She's also an author. So I always joke in our sessions, I always say things like, I'm going to be your next book or something like that. And she laughs it off. But watch what I tell you. I'm going to be her next book. But the thing is, I am very excited to sit in an office with a therapist and talk about my problems. Because I feel like the reason I am in the position that I am currently in is because I don't talk about my problems. Now, I know, guys. I am trying to get to a place where I can. I'm trying to get to a place where it's easier for me. What about y'all? Have y'all ever gotten to a place where you just shut down, where you just cannot, like, let it out? Like, you just, or maybe that's just how you are. Like, are you the type of person that when something doesn't feel good, or if something is too hard, or if you do you get overwhelmed easily? Do you get stressed out easily? Do you hold in those emotions? Are you a person who expresses emotions? Do you wear your emotions on your sleeve? Let me know in the comments. I want to know what type of people we all are. Maybe we have something in common. I'm one of those people that I'm not very emotional. I won't call myself a robot. I'm just not very emotional or expressive. So, and that has caused problems for me in recent months. it's kind of like a you know how when you have like some what's the best way for me to describe it? Like when you have something stacked up and then you pull like, oh, Jenga. Y'all play Jenga? Good. So you understand what I'm saying. So like Jenga. So when you're playing Jenga, you know how you have to push the little blocks through without making everything tumble down, right? That's kind of how me holding an emotion is. So I'll stack all the blocks up, all of the problems and all of the things that go on in my life and the things that I don't like and things that make me feel some type of way are all my Jenga blocks. And then what I'll do is I'll push one out in hopes that, you know, that'll make me feel better. But then it doesn't. And then something else happens. So I take that block and I stack it on the top. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can try this again. So I'll push another block out. It gets a little wobbly, but it don't fall down. Then I take that block and I stack it on top. And I keep doing that until I get to the point where, oh my gosh, my insides have one little Jenga block and all of these others stacked on top. So then what do I try to do? I try to pull the one from the middle in hopes that it doesn't cause a collide of any kind, knowing that it will. So what ends up happening is when I pull that one block, it causes an avalanche of emotions, and then I'll, you know, retreat inside of myself, or I'll, you know, just be very quiet, or, you know, not say anything and just keep to myself. And it doesn't help the people around me. It doesn't help me. It's not good for me, and it's not good for you guys. So don't hold it in. Try your hardest to either talk to somebody, write. I even start journaling again. So I am a writer at heart. I am a writer and a creator, I guess I'll say, at heart. And I stopped writing and I stopped journaling. And what that was doing is it was causing all of my, you know, emotions and everything to be held inside of me. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to get back to my writing. So yesterday I actually wrote 3 pages of just kind of feeling dumped, if you will. Yeah, like I just feeling dumped on the paper. And it actually turned into a very lovely piece, if you will. So if you guys like to write, write it down. Just get it out, because you don't want to hold it in. I am by no means a medical professional. I'm just telling you guys what it's doing for me. So holding in my feelings and holding in my emotions has caused me to feel like I am at my breaking point again. So when I said, what I mean by again is, this has happened to me before. And then I know you're like, well, Jazz, why didn't you learn from it, girl? Yo, it's not that I didn't learn from it. It's just that it just happened again. Like I know it's almost like I know that this is not good for me, but I did it anyway. It's kind of like, think of that one. So for my lactose intolerant people, I'm one of them. We know that we are not supposed to eat dairy, right? But if we go out, so for me, I love ice cream and I love pizza. So I will eat some freaking ice cream. No, and daggone well, I don't need to eat no ice cream. So it's kind of like that. It's that type of scenario. I know that holding in my emotions and my feeling is is not good for me, but I do it because maybe I'm, this is also very hard for me. I have a problem with being vulnerable. Even saying that word was quite difficult for me, but I have a problem with being vulnerable. And the reason for that is because I am one of those people that feel like I need to put my arms around myself and hold myself on because if I don't have me, nobody else will. Yes, that is a true statement. But sometimes, like, I know that my friends have me and my family has me. It's just like, I just feel like I need to protect myself and I need to just, you know, make sure that I'm okay. And if I don't make sure I'm okay, then, you know, everything's gonna crash and burn. So I have gotten to a point where I have reverted back to my old habits, if you will. And it has caused me to get to where we are now. So with that being said, I'm going to take a sabbatical. I'm probably, y'all know I love the forest and I love the woods and things like that. And yeah, I'm go ahead and put that in there because I know y'all going to ask about it. What about your job? Yes, I still have my job. I did not go off on the deep end and like quit my job. I didn't do that yet. And I hope that I don't get to the point where I'm going to like, you know, spiral out of control and do that. But I am gonna go into hiding, if you will, for a little bit. And that's just to kind of cleanse myself and get back to jazz. Y'all, back in the day, as if I'm so old, back in the day, I used to be a very, very happy person, like happy all the time. Like, it was to the point where people would ask me how I was, and I could honestly say I'm always great. Like, I could not remember, like, if somebody came up to me at that time and they would say, Jazz, how are you? I'd say, I'm always great. How are you? Now, I find myself with my response being, I'm here. And for me, And the fact that me saying I'm here is a very strong answer for me right now tells me that there are things that I need to fix. Because if my response of I am here holds the same weight as I'm always great, that's telling me that there's something that I need to fix and that there's something that's going on that I need to talk to somebody about. And now there's always going to be those people that are going to say, you know, pray about, I have those people in my immediate family. Pray about it. The Lord will answer your prayers. Now, before y'all come for me, I 100% believe in Jesus. I love the Lord and I believe that the Lord died for my sins. In the same breath, faith without work is dead. What that means for me is I'm not gonna sit here and just be like, Lord, take away my sins. Lord, take away my pain. Lord, help me do this. What I'm gonna do is say, Lord, help me get through this. And then I'm gonna figure out a way to allow myself to do it. So it's almost like I'm not just gonna sit here in the corner of my room and say, Lord, take away my pain without actually doing anything to help myself. And I think that's why I would say I'm more of a spiritual person than a religious person, because for me, spirituality is believing that the Lord exists, but also allowing yourself to live within Him. And then for me, religion is the whole praying that the plant's going to grow just without doing anything for it. So I do believe in the Lord and I do believe that He has the power to heal. I also believe that He's given me the strength to be able to do the work. I just have to do the work. So that's where we are right now. I am doing the work so that I can get to the other side. So guys, I'm just gonna do the work. And I want y'all to know that this is not goodbye. this is more or less see you later. And what I didn't want to do is I didn't want the last episode to be the last one until January without you guys knowing what's going on. Because I feel like, well, for me personally, when I'm watching somebody on YouTube or if I'm listening to a podcast or something and then they go like AWOL, I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? Are they okay? So I'm going to let you guys know that I am not okay, but I'm going to be okay, which is why I'm taking this time. So I'm going to take this time to get back to myself so that I can be happy, so that my response won't just be I'm here or I'm okay, but my response can be I'm wonderful or I'm always great. How are you? So I'm going to get to that point where I'm back to being jazz and that I can be jazz for you guys. So I will see you guys sometime in January. Sometime in July. I don't want to put a date on it because I don't want it to be like, well, Jazz, you said you was going to come back on this day. And then sometime in July. Okay. You guys know I always leave you with a quote of some kind. And so this one, I'm just going to say, life for you is whatever you want it to be. If that means that, you know, you want to be a neuroscientist, if you want to be a nomadic world traveler, if you whatever living for you, whatever that looks like, is what you should do. Don't let anybody take away that desire from you. Don't, if that is your dream, hold on to that and keep pushing until you actually get it. Because what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to live with the what if I would have, what if I would have, what if I would have, because that can drive you crazy too. So live your life the way on your terms, live your life the way that you want to live it. And don't let anybody tell you how that should look. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one who has to walk in your shoes. So this is not goodbye. This is see you later. And keep shining, loves. Peace.